Welcome to the Fear Fiction Podcast. Fearfic is the term for short horror fiction, mostly posted on the web. It includes any and all related subgenres. Join three assholes, talking basement goo slime beast, inebriated interstellar traveler Abysme, and irritable ghostly man whore Dead Palette, as they read all stories horror and internet related, paragraph by paragraph, and bullshit while they do it. From adolescent revenge fantasies to subtle postmodern narratives about real-life events and everything in between, they read it and critique. You better believe it. Kick it to the cold open, white boy.
Where would you like to go to eat, Abysme? Where would you like to go to eat after the show?
I mean, I'm craving it. I know it's bad for me, but I really want McDonald's right now. Mm. There's one not too far down the road.
Yeah, I mean, there's not too much I can eat at McDonald's, but I, you know, I guess some fries or something. Unless they still put beef stock in them, I don't know. But anyway, so DP, you down for McDonald's?
I mean, I'll tag along.
You'll tag along. Are you going to order anything, or are you just going to sit there and stare at us petulantly?
That.
Oh, okay.
So you're going to get hungry later. Mm. Like,
I'm fine, guys. Like, don't even worry about it, okay?
Well, I tell you what, Abysme, you want to go to McDonald's? Maybe we'll put it to a vote. If you want to, I don't know, DP, do you want
to
go anywhere else?
I'm fine with going with to McDonald's. I'm just not going to eat.
Yeah, but if you don't eat, you're going to get all, like, loopy and weird, and you're going to start falling all over the place because of your low blood sugar.
Probably, but, like, that's just, like, I don't want to be a bother about it.
Well, you're being a bother about it right now.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Like, it sounds like you guys are committed to McDonald's, and I don't want to be a bother about it.
Well, I mean, Abysme seems committed to McDonald's. I just asked where he wanted to go. I mean,
it's convenient. It's right up the road. You know, like, we're stretched for time. I don't see why we can't just do McDonald's.
We can. I'm fine with it. You're not hearing me. I'm saying I'm fine with it.
Yeah,
I'm just not going to eat.
Yeah, but
I'm reading between the lines.
When you say you're fine with things, that usually means you're not fine with things. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying, I don't want to cause a whole big thing, but...
Okay, then what are we going to do?
How about, I don't know, where would you like to go? Where would you prefer to go, if you have a preference? You want to, what do you want? You want a Blizzard from Dairy Queen? You want to...
Well, then I'm just going to have sugar in my stomach.
Hmm.
You know, that's not... And we're going to go out, after we eat, we're going to go out and go to that bar where you can urinate on prostitutes, right?
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Okay.
For sure.
Oh, by the way, I think they changed the policy. I think it's required, actually, now.
Okay. Well, then I was going to say, let's go to, you know, Burger King, get some onion rings, but then that's going to make my urine smell weird.
Right.
And that's just, like, that's just bad etiquette.
Because
if you're going to pee on a prostitute, you want your pee to smell like pee.
Yeah. You need to drink, like, pineapple juice or something beforehand.
Oh, yes. Yeah. So, How about a baked potato? Go to Wendy's, get a baked potato.
Now,
okay.
Are you just saying that because now you're thinking of prostitutes? So now you're thinking of Wendy, or?
I mean, if that works for me.
Okay. Well, I mean, yeah, I'm down for anything.
I mean, I tell you what, we've been there before. We've been there before. You know that one, the like excessively ginger girl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The one. Yeah. I mean. Okay.
I'm just saying behind her back. I mean,
I'm just saying, you know, that when you find a red hair in your food, there's not much question, you know, about who served it, but yeah. So, what we'll do, I guess, is we'll, since Abysme is locked and loaded, ready to go to McDonald's, I know he loves it. He loves the ball pit. He loves the jungle gym. He likes to sit on the bench.
Okay, look, the bar has an insane cover charge now. I figured we would just save some money at McDonald's.
Right.
You know, drinks are already like what, 15 a pop.
You don't have to convince me. I know that you want to put your hand on the knee of the McDonald's statue and have us take your picture like usual. But yeah, I would say maybe we could swing by McDonald's.
I want to go to McDonald's and play in the ball pit for an extra hour.
By the way, save your piss. Do not piss in the ball pit. Save it for the club. I'm not gonna have one of those scenarios again where you can't make water. You know, but.
Well, that's why they have the little, what do you call those, like water dispensers around the bar,
because
they know that problem, you know, someone's going to break the seal early, and then
when it's
at the end of the night, prostitute pissing time comes, and then you just can't produce. They know that that's going to happen. So,
So what I'm thinking is maybe we swing by McDonald's, hit the drive-thru, get okay. Abysmee his McDonald's food. He can maybe sit on the bench while we're waiting for the food.
Okay.
And
again,
then...
again, not to be a bother, but can we go to the McDonald's with the one drive-thru instead of the two? Because then that's just, like, needlessly complicated.
That one's three blocks over. Again, we're, like, wasting time here.
What if, okay, right, we can hit the McDonald's three blocks over. There's a Wendy's right down the street. Now, hear me out on this. I know there's going to be some people fighting against this, but instead of going to the prostitute piss bar, we hang a left and just go right to the Rough Trade Leather Daddy Bear Bar, and we get pissed on. I mean, it's a bit of a shift.
Do they offer piss play there?
If you know Ramon, menu.
Yeah.
Because
bit hush hush.
Hold on, let me go to Bing real quick. Okay, two things. One, it's saying that it closes at 11 tonight, which cannot be right.
Fuck.
That can't be right. And here it's saying that there's no piss play there. But have you been pissed on there?
Yeah, I mean,
I haven't personally.
If you talk to Raul at the back of the bar.
Okay.
Now...
Well, I haven't been there. Like, I haven't been there in a while. So
it's not that I don't believe you. It's just that Raul loves to run his mouth a lot about things. And don't get me wrong; it's really fun to listen to when we're all like three sheets to the wind. But he's not a good sober friend.
That's
no,
for sure.
He's really not. So I'm sure it does happen. I just don't know if Raul is like the most best hookup for that. I don't know.
Did you go there to get peed on? Or did you go there and that night you just happened to get peed on?
I am not really comfortable with this line of questioning.
We could just go to Trickle Johnson's Pee Warehouse.
Yeah. I mean, if you want to get corporate with the whole thing. I like to go locally owned, you know, locally owned
yes.
and operated piss joints, but
yeah.
But have you ever had a bad night there?
I've never
like the
had
other
a...
places are, the other places are hit or miss. They're yeah. better when they're better. They're not as good when they're not as good.
Right. I was going to say I haven't had a bad night choice. There, but I haven't had a really exceedingly great night there either. So
yes, yes. So the question is, how adventurous are we?
I'm gonna. I guess we could just put it to a vote. Abysmee, yay or nay?
Yay or nay on corporate?
Yeah. Going by McDonald's, swinging by Wendy's, going corporate.
We're definitely going to McDonald's. We're definitely going to Wendy's. Where are we going to urinate on people or get urinated on?
Right.
In the interest of appeasing Dead Ballot, so he stops bothering me so much, I'll go corporate, and the other two options are fine.
Okay.
I'm just saying that it's like we're going to have a good time.
All right.
I'm telling
okay.
you.
Yeah,
okay.
I guess. I mean, you know, we can do this democratically. I think that that's two votes for that. And, you know, personally speaking, I mean, I just asked where we wanted to go tonight. Personally speaking, I wanted to go strangle a homeless person. But, you know, I guess I shouldn't be a bitch about it. I guess we can't do that two nights in a row. So.
Yeah, no. Yeah, exactly. But, yeah. We can't you
All right.
mean, it's,
burn ourselves
it's not,
out.
It's, yeah, it's just...
All
right. You know, I really don't have a problem with it. I think you just need another group of friends if you want to strangle homeless people that often.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Because, I mean, you could piss on him after he's dead, but...
It's not the same.
Well, we could go piss on the... Like, I'm sure the police haven't found the one we killed last night.
Oh, God, no. Yeah. I would know if they found him, but yeah. So that... Yeah, all right. I mean, I don't want to seem like I'm pushing
for that. Did you do the trip mine thing again?
Say what?
Did you do the trip mine thing again?
It depends by what you mean again, because I mean, you know, if you're talking about the pipe bomb, you know, well, I guess I shouldn't really go into that too much, because I mean, you know, we are recording. I don't know. Did you guys realize that we're recording, by the way?
Oh, then we better get going on to McDonald's.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Let's go.
So McDonald's first, then Wendy's. There we go.
Okay. Well, I will never work for McDonald's ever again, is the name of the story we are reading, submitted 17 days ago to nosleep@thereddits.com.
Authored now, by
yeah.
McDonald's Night Worker.
For authenticity. So far, before we get into the story, the most prototypical creepypasta title you could imagine.
Right.
Not creepypasta, no sleep story right. title you could Click imagine.
Bait. Yeah.
It might as well be, I used to work at McDonald's and now I wish I hadn't. Literally is that.
I bet you it got submitted with that title originally and then they got like booted and they had to rewrite it. Like, I would not be surprised.
That could be. Could be. I also want to note that very uninspired to use a corporate name like McDonald's. It's just almost as bad as using Disney in your title.
It's just lazy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, you know, come on, make up something decent. Stop aping off of other people's successes.
McDuznoid.
McDuznoid. Ronald McDuznoid. Okay. So yeah, anyway, this has 560 upvotes, so I guess we should probably get rolling on this if we want to get out.
Just a preface. I have a lot of scars on my arms. Not because I harm myself, but because my father likes to get wasted and beat me. Hmm. So, that's in present tense, right?
Right. Mm-hmm. It is in present tense. Happening. And that is an odd hobby, to say the least.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Not a wholesome thing like pissing on prostitutes, getting pissed on by prostitutes, or strangling homeless people.
Right.
Hey, most of that's consensual.
Exactly.
You know?
Most. Sometimes with the beer bottles he smashes after he's done drinking. So yeah, I have scars. Scars from all the horrible shit I've gone through over the years. They go from my waist up to my elbows, reminding me...
Or maybe not. from my wrist.
My wrist. Okay, yeah. That makes a lot more sense. I was visualizing what I was saying, and I was just like, that doesn't make any sense.
It's pretty metal, but...
Yes. Reminding me of all the times I had to protect myself from my father's drunken rage. Because of this, I wear long sleeves at work. That way, nobody will make asshole remarks about them.
Okay, so what remarks would they make about somebody with cuts on their arms?
Those look like assholes.
Now, wearing long sleeves to hide them is definitely a thing people do.
Yes.
So I appreciate that much of this paragraph.
But it is kind of, I don't know, like how would
it's
you
very
approach...
blunt.
Yes. I'm trying to think of how I would phrase this if it was actually happening to me.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess it would be this blunt. I'm not sure.
I don't know if it's
blunt
so much.
Well, I wouldn't
so
start
as...
out with it.
It would be actually be pretty sharp as opposed to blunt. But...
Yes.
Oh God. I wouldn't start out with this, especially not if the title of my story is about working at McDonald's, unless it was, I got all these scars at McDonald's from a pissed off customer who started attacking me with a knife. Like, it's misleading.
I assume that's going, like he's saying, just to preface. So I'm assuming this will be important later on.
Right.
But I don't know. Like, maybe it's just that I'm trying to visualize this person and what their life is like, because they're young enough to be working... They're old enough to be working, but they're young enough to be abused. I guess you could be abused at an older age, too, if you're still living with your parents. I'm not sure.
Yeah, just not as common. Yeah.
He's 42 and the father is 80.
I don't know. I'm just... I don't know if I'm being overly critical because we don't have enough information yet.
Well, let's give the writer a lot of credit or a lot of... potential here and say maybe the author is lying or maybe the narrator is lying about how they got the scars. Maybe they're saying it's not really from harming myself, it's from, you know, my father cutting me.
Yeah.
You know, who knows?
Maybe.
So we'll see. So Abysme, that's you then, I guess?
Yeah, I guess that's the order. Now, I had been at the McDonald's in my hometown for over 2 years, mostly working nights. One day when I came in, I noticed a sign taped to the ice cream machine, broken. It didn't say broken. It was broken.
Mm.
Not an uncommon thing to happen, but we had just gotten it fixed the week previous. Whatever, I thought. One less thing for me to clean. That's actually kind of like that. This is a shitty McDonald's, but I don't care.
It's very realistic because the ice cream machine is always fucking broken.
Yeah.
Which really means they just don't feel like making ice cream.
You know one problem that I really have with Wendy's? They're always out of goddamn baked potatoes. The one that I go to, they're like constantly out of baked potatoes.
So maybe we should call ahead before we go?
Yeah.
We're going to be there pretty soon. I don't think that's...
if we get there and they don't have it, we're going to come right back to this goddamn conversation of where we're going to get you food, because right. I know you're going to get hungry.
It'll be it'll be fine. They'll have baked potatoes. It's a different Wendy's anyway.
All right.
I'm not going to IHOB, that's for sure. At around midnight, I was washing the windows across from the counter. All of a sudden, I heard a low humming sound. I turned around to see what it was coming from. It was the ice cream machine. This was weird, considering it was supposedly broken. But I had known some of our appliances to spring back to life without warning, so I wasn't too spooked by it. Okay.
The ice McCream. Ice McCream.
Ice McCream.
Ice McCream.
I know a new skin for Overwatch.
Ice creamy. The ice cream machine started working again, and now I wish I hadn't. I walked over to shut it off. At about 5 feet away from the counter, I felt what seemed like running water down my arm. I thought it might have been a chill, but as I moved closer, the coolness turned to fire. I felt sharp pains wrapping around my arms, then moving up to my shoulders and down my back, lick my pussy and my crack.
God damn it.
Speaking of having vaginas, we don't know if our author is a male or female.
True. Hmm. We don't. It may not matter in this story.
Now listen, I'm an ice cream machine. Don't ruin this for me.
Barack Obama, I'm broken. <Leave me alone. laughs>
Didn't you campaign to give us ice cream? Don't ruin this for me.
They kept calling me a broken promise Obama, and here I am.
Do you think Guantanamo Bay has ice cream? And if they have it, is it halal?
Now look.
Oh man, what do you think they have? Pork ice cream? I mean, I don't know. Is it okay to have ice cream? Probably. I mean,
it's too fucking hot.
They're just hot in there, and it's like, is that halal? And then like, is it an imam, the person in charge? They're like equivalent of a pastor there. Mm. Their prison pastor right. is just like, it's yeah. too hot. Yeah. Gotta eat the ice cream to stay cool.
No, he says it's too hot. Gotta have ice cream. Wait a minute.
And then they rip off the mask. Is that you, Barack Obama?
Don't ruin this for me.
Don't ruin this for me.
Just want to eat ice cream? Wear an orange jumpsuit.
And wear a fake beard and a turban? Why?
No, I grew this beard. I've been here for like 3 months.
I didn't. Didn't you promise to shut this place down? It's like,
what do you think I'm trying to do?
From the inside. Can't write an executive order no more. I stopped walking and rolled up my left sleeve. At first, everything looked fine. Nothing unusual. It's not unusual for your ice machine, McCream, to turn back on. I took another step forward before it hit me, and then I looked back at my arm. My scars, they were gone. Ooh. I quickly rolled up my other sleeve to check, and it was the same. No scars in sight.
Huh.
Crawling off my skin. I felt
these,
another
these
watery
wounds, they totally healed. Wow.
Well,
I felt another watery sensation on my back. As if a whirlpool had opened up in my skin. There's an interesting image. As if a whirlpool opened up in my skin. Okay. I touched at the area under my shirt and felt it. Skin not properly healed. Was it my scars? Freaked out, I backed up towards the windows. I watched my wounds as they slithered back onto my arms where they had been made. I froze for a moment, then took a few steps forward. My scars moved again. I moved back and forth, towards okay. and then away from the counter a few times.
Scars? No scars! Scars? No scars!
Every time I stepped forward, my scars squirmed around like worms in the dirt. When I moved away, they went back into place. How was this possible? What was causing my wounds to travel around my body?
Huh.
Good questions.
I don't know how this is going to resolve in a pleasant way.
We just dropped into a really supernatural thing.
Yeah.
Kind of out of the blue.
And I guess it's the ice cream machine or something around it. Once
well,
I
that's always the issue though when something really supernatural happens is if there's no prefacing of the supernatural thing and then it happens to you in real life, that would be your reaction of just like the fuck.
Yeah.
Like what would you do if that happened to you? You would go online and be like, no one will believe me, but this happened. I'm kind of like worried for my sanity because I witnessed this thing, guys.
I would take photos or video maybe if I had a phone.
I would definitely do that.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, for sure.
And eat an ice cream. Once I got used to my scar's movement.
I'm thinking now you go to the insane asylum and you're just like, man, let me tell you, that was a weird experience, but at least I'm here to get some help. And it's like, yeah, you look like you're kind of panicking, you're sweating, you've been through a lot. I think you could go for a nice ice cream. And you're just like, no.
Anything but that.
Once I got used to my scar's movement, I decided to search for some answers. I looked behind the counter, near the fryolator. Fryolator. Is that...
Fryolator.
Hold on.
I would assume
is that real?
I would assume that's the deep fryer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's what
Oh my god.
Them.
That's an actual kitchen appliance term.
I looked near the Frylons.
That's fucking awesome.
We need additional Frylons. I used to play bass for Fryolator.
God damn it. I looked behind the counter near the Fryolator, then further back by the grills. They were hot naked grills. That's not it. Then I noticed something. The ice cream machine had stopped humming. As I moved toward it, my scars began frantically snaking around my skin. Upon closer inspection, I noticed that the damned thing wasn't even plugged in. Uh-huh. Haunted ice cream machine. I opened up the lid, looked inside, and saw a silver liquid sloshing around where the ice cream normally was. Okay. I reached my hand towards it, if only out of curiosity. As my fingertips touched the surface, it stopped moving and my entire hand went numb. I felt a strange feeling come over me in the form of a thought. Was it alive? Is this venom?
Yeah.
That'd be cool. Yeah. This is how they're going to explain the lack of Spider-Man in Venom's origin in the movie. He's going to be the McDonald's.
Dude. If who's playing Venom in the new one? Tom Hardy?
Bane, yeah.
Yeah, if it starts out with him working a shit job at McDonald's and he becomes Venom that way, I would be actually pretty impressed and on board with that. It'd be such a departure. Like, that'd be okay with me.
No, like, that's the thing, too, is then, like, he gets the superpower at the McDonald's working a late shift, and then instead of calling him Venom, the name of the movie is just Venom, and he calls himself We Are Venom. But then the news media starts calling him Fryolator.
The Fryolator. Or they could call him...
Fryolator.
Instead of Eddie Brock, they have a new character, by the way. His name is Ice McCream.
Fryolator's catchphrase is, "Do you want fries with that?"
God damn it.
He just like makes his claws bare as he does it. Would you like, shing, fries with that?
Okay, somebody out there. Draw
the
fast food
of
venom.
Hamburgers.
Hamburgers, yeah. I felt a strange feeling come over me in the form of a thought. Was it alive? I put my hand in a little further. Boy, haven't we all had that thought, is it alive, as we put our hand in further? Mm-hmm. Put my hand in a little further and felt something within the wet metal. It was rough to the touch, but perfectly round. A metallic sphere of sorts.
I think I have found the G-spot.
Okay, now, slight problem. I'm actually down with this story to a surprising amount right now. Like, I'm ready to see what it's got.
Same.
Yeah. But I have to point out, if your hand is numb, you're not feeling an orb inside of it.
Yes, but you can be numb and still feel, like, liquid and shit.
Mm.
Well,
you know what I mean?
Like, cold and shit like that, yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
It depends how numb. Like, yeah. Novocaine numb is different from I've been sleeping on my arm numb.
Mm. Let's assume he's comfortably numb.
Okay.
I tried to pull at
it. He's good enough to give himself a stranger.
That's right. Totally.
Or herself a stranger.
I tried to pull at it, but when I did, the liquid began crawling up my arm. Frightened, I pulled back and ran right out of the store without even so much as saying anything to my manager. Oh, the manager is there!
Oh! Oh, yeah, he kind of came in at a late shift, so like someone's there other than just a menial worker.
So
yeah,
somebody's there as his wounds are healing and all this stuff.
Is it taking so long for us to get our food? Because like I am like really starting to be jonesing for my baked potato now.
You can have it after we're done reading. I mean,
I told you. You know, I told you. Only, you just get hungry.
We have a rule in this house: only good boys get potatoes. You know.
Well, like, potatoes are. I was going to get hungry, but like now that we have like talked about it, now my body is like my mind has prepared my body for baked potatoes. Hmm. You know.
Well, I mean, I hate to say it, but maybe you should have eaten something today other than Tic Tacs. You know.
Mm-hmm.
Without even so much as saying anything to my manager, I got in my car and drove home, truly terrified of whatever it was I had felt. So he goes directly home. Are we on board with that?
Without telling his manager? Well, it's McDonald's. What are you going to do?
That's like, true.
What are they going to do, fire you?
Yeah, exactly.
You're already at like the lowest. The next morning, I woke up on the floor of my bedroom. A sudden dizziness compelled me to grab my head. It was warm, borderline feverish. Was the night before just a weird nightmare, or did I smoke too much after getting off work? Okay, so they are stoner.
That is accurate. That I totally believe.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Frazzled, I made my way to the bathroom and looked in the mirror. The black mirror.
God.
I placed my hands on both sides of the sink, staring deeply into my own eyes, and then I exhaled. Boy! closed my eyes and lowered my head. When I opened them, I noticed it. They were gone. I raised my arms closer to my face, twisting them side to side to check all around. My hands then darted to my back. They weren't there either. I quickly shut the door to the bathroom and locked it. I undressed and scanned every inch of my body. My scars had vanished.
I scanned every inch of my body and printed a perfect 3D likeness of myself.
So is he saying his hands are gone? His arms?
No, his scars are gone.
The scars, yeah.
The scars,
above
okay.
Above all parts of his body, yeah.
That's okay. Hmm. Okay.
Huh.
All right. Let's wrap this up. Feeling born anew, healed from the troubles of my past. I exited the bathroom with my head held high. I didn't know how or why, but I was thankful. Completely elated, I decided to go about my day, venturing down to the kitchen for some breakfast. As I rummaged through the fridge, I heard a loud thud come from the direction of my father's bedroom. I glanced down the hall and noticed that the door was closed. I tiptoed over and cracked it open a bit, careful not to wake the beast. The room was pitch
dead.
Dude. The room was pitch black. Good movie. He had hung a blanket in front of the window to block out the light. Why? As he often did when hungover. Cool. I felt along the wall for the light switch. When I flicked it on, I saw my father laying on the floor, his face beaten in. On his arms were scars. Not just any scars. They were mine. I would recognize them anywhere. Next to him was a metallic silver sphere. I didn't think. I didn't scream. I didn't do anything that I probably should have. I just ran.
Well, that's something you should do, actually.
Revenge fantasy?
It's revenge fantasy mixed with Venom, mixed with McDonald's.
Okay, revenge fantasy, and I don't like it. But man, it was an inventive revenge fantasy.
Yeah, that's true.
It wasn't your bog standard revenge fantasy.
You
it
might
was
say like, that this is not a vanilla revenge fantasy?
No.
It's clearly mercury flavored.
Yes.
Science joke for all you nerds out there. Whatever. I like portions of this. I like that it's kind of a weird, almost alien encounter with just this weird thing living in something as mundane as a McDonald's ice cream machine. I like that it has properties that we don't quite understand. There's some good little bits of realism in here, but overall, like, why? I guess what pisses me off the most is the scars are gone and all the troubles of this person's past are gone, which is kind of wrong because you would still remember the beatings.
Weird.
Like, the trauma is still there. There's just no physical representation of it. And I think that kind of when you're trying to, when your opening paragraph is to preface this, I have a shit life. I've been beaten. I've been scarred. It's all gone because the scars are gone now. It's like, well, then I, you know, I don't really believe the trauma you've been through if it's that easy to kind of wish away.
Hmm. Bearing that in mind, like, it's a no sleep story. So I'm given the option. Do I want to upvote this or downvote this? And my option, I'm gonna select neither because this, there is something here. It's got too many cons.
DP, you might have to rethink that because there is a comment on the story posted 17 days ago. If Creeps McPasta uploads this in a week, you have to upvote. So DP, you have to upvote it if Creeps McPasta reads it.
I'm legally required to?
Yeah, apparently so. I mean, I don't know how far the role play goes with no sleep. Maybe you actually have to by their rules. But can we just
the best comment is the very bottom one. Ice cream machine broke.
Ice cream
machine. It has an emoji B and everything. Well, I will definitely upvote that.
Fuck yeah.
Let's rocket that to the top.
Dad machine broke.
Well, that's weird. I mean, do we believe that McDonald's was necessary to the story?
No.
Yeah, I didn't think
it
so.
It could have been anywhere.
It seems like a joke about ice cream machines always being broken, but I don't know if it's really worth it. I don't know.
No, that's the much better clickbait title is, I used to not understand why McDonald's had broken ice cream machines all the time until I started working there.
Yeah.
I would be very delighted if the title was "The fucking ice cream machine at McDonald's is broken again."
Yes.
Like, I would click on that in an instant.
I think you could easily, and, you know, this goes back to my thing I always do where I give some stupid idea for something and act like that's better than the story. I don't know why. It would save the story in my mind, personally speaking, for my enjoyment, if there was some reference to the ice cream machine never seemed to be working, except for the days when the manager would bring in kids from the local hospital. And that just leave it there, and then you find out it has a healing property, so you say, okay, well, there was some pretense to that. There was some previous knowledge of the fact that there was something weird going on here, and they actually knew about it and they were using it in a certain way. You know, we don't have an explanation. We don't have a reason. We don't have any logic to it, but at least there was something in the beginning that sort of flew by that passed by where you could reference back and say, oh, okay. So people knew there was something weird going on and it probably has been for a while. And they just tell everybody the machine is broken and they just use it for people who desperately need to be healed. And maybe there's like a finite amount left or something, you know, but
There's only so much cream in the ice cream machine.
Exactly. They should make that. They should make that a line in Overwatch. I've only got so much cream. But yeah.
Guys, can we go to Wendy's already? Like,
fucking fine. See, did I not call this like half an hour ago?
Why do I have the feeling we're going to just go to Wendy's and nowhere else?
I'm going to a bar tonight. I don't care getting pissed on, pissing on people. I'm like, we're going to a bar tonight.
Right.
Had a shit day at work. I'm not standing for this.
Mm. Well, you're going to stand to urinate.
Can I? Well, no, I'm not. I'm not going to demand to sit down and pee. No, I won't be that much of an asshole.
How would that
you'll
even
lay
work?
Down, they'll stand up, and you'll arc the stream upwards.
Just come to the stall with me. I'm going to sit down.
Oh, my God. Anyway, on the Creepypasta Wiki, we've got Wendy's drive-thru.
Wendy's drive-thru. Okay. I knew my life would be shit once I started working at Wendy's.
I had scars up and down my arms. No, sorry.
I'm already going to call it. It's going to have the word started too many times.
Uh-oh.
I'm going to call it.
Out.
I started working at Wendy's when I realized my mom had stopped wanting to pay my college funds. I needed to pay my rent, and the nearest work available was my local Wendy's. I ended up working there, anyway, and impress the manager enough to have a suitable income for my situation. Finally, I had enough money to pay my rent and support myself. Things were good.
At Wendy's?
I'm going to go out on a limb and say the author has not worked in fast food. Maybe not been to college yet or had a job yet.
Yeah, it does not know just the expenses of going to college and paying rent and everything else. Yeah.
Well, it kind of depends on the college you're going to, and two, how good your scholarship was.
I'm looking at different parts of it too. In addition to that, like, I impressed the manager enough to have a suitable income.
Yes.
Like you're not going to just be hired in at the rate they give every schlep that comes in, you know? Like,
well, there's every possibility though that this is a particularly shit Wendy's, and then like you are just not a complete fucking retard, you like a little bit more money.
Maybe.
Like I've been in situations like that where it's like, man, everyone around you is a fuck up, but you're like not too much of a fuck up, so we'll give you more money.
They're like, don't tell the fuck ups.
Don't tell the extra fuck ups that you're just a regular fuck up.
Said fuck ups are in the same room as you, of course, and just, you know, they're not listening.
But they're too much of a fuck ups to like realize they're being made fun of.
What happens is the manager says, here's a dollar for you, and a dollar for you, and 8 quarters for you, and a dollar for you. And everybody's like, he only got quarters, huh?
That'll pay for college.
Obama, why are you working at this Wendy's?
God damn it.
More free Frosties.
If we do this every time, it's not going to be special.
Look, we don't force them. They just happen organically, all right?
Yes.
Former President Obama is everywhere at every time, okay?
He just so happens to really like appearing on this show. Finally, I had enough money to pay for rent and support myself. Things were good, but I was still looking for other jobs that related to my studies over at college. We had a small staff consisting of only 12 people. That's a good question that I have now. I'm telling you it's a good question before I say it. How many people does it take to staff at Wendy's? I don't know.
Yeah, 12 sounds like almost too much in a way.
Well, when I was a kid growing up, a pack of dogs took over and successfully ran a Wendy's.
How many dogs run a pack?
Hello.
It depends on what day it is, I guess, because they come and go.
Her Rosti machine is broken.
Well, if you have a little Chihuahua, they're probably not going to be able to like work any of the fryers. They're not tall enough. They just got to put them on the counter, and then they can be the cashier.
Yeah.
Would you like a Rosti? But anyway.
Oh, after about a year, I was granted the job of supervisor. One quiet night, we were ready to work all night. We were working all night because of the new 24 hours open Wendy's system. My shift was...
Can I just say, I'm picturing like an orientation video where somebody's like, welcome to the exciting new world of the 24 hours open Wendy's system.
Much like 24 hour news cycles, we're definitely not going to sacrifice quality. For quantity. My shift was all the way from 10 to 8 in the morning.
Ooh.
I thought it would be a slow, boring night. That's a... Shit, man, that's a 12... No. Yeah, 14-hour shift? That's a lot. I thought it would be a slow, boring night with nothing more than me and another 4 people. Okay, so 12 total, 5 people per shift?
Yeah, that's what
that
I
sounds
was...
right. That sounds...
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you're working every people, day, all of you.
All the time. The 4 people were an old man named Jim and a few teenage girls. I was a supervisor for the night, and my boss decided to leave us. Oh, he's already a supervisor. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, that would explain the better income.
Look at that old dog Jim working at Wendy's with all those teenage girls.
Yeah, I just like it. It's just like, narrator, Jim, and a few teenage thoughts.
Yeah.
That don't deserve names.
Girls, can you come over and help your Uncle Jimmy? Oh, your Uncle Jimmy dropped something. I can't bend over and pick it up. Can you get that for me? Oh, thank you so much, sweetheart. You're a doll. You mind if I give you a kiss? A thank you kiss.
Ugh. Too most... real.
Does that bring back memories of when you worked at Wendy's? most of the night, there were no customers to speak of. Well, except for this one guy. He was pretty fat, and I guess that there were some people who wanted their chicken fix at 12 at night.
Look, don't judge.
Okay, hold on. If you need a fix, chicken's a pretty good option. Mm. If you're, like, you've been out at the bars or you're just high, like, chicken at fucking midnight sounds amazing.
Yeah, like, who hasn't had a post-piss-fest chicken off?
Yeah.
Post-piss-fest chicken off.
Hashtag post-piss-fest chicken off.
Okay, I say for 2020, we look at organizing the post-piss-fest chicken off. Set up a Twitter account, set up a website.
Explaining what the convention is. Just like, if you're into
graphic
fried
detail.
If you're into fried chicken and water sports...
You're in the right place. After 12, all of us just stood at our posts, sometimes talking, sometimes not. I, having worked in fast food, now, this may be different for everybody, but when I worked in fast food, we didn't stand at our posts if nobody was there. We just kind of went wherever. Just
yeah, no,
leaned on shit or whatever. But...
Same here. Like, you would just straight up go to the back and like talk to people if you knew no one was in.
I just looked at...
You got time to lean, you got time to clean.
God damn it. I just looked at the drive-through camera most of the time, looking for something that caught my eye, okay? I did notice a car coming in from the drive-through entrance.
That's one experience I had growing up with my mom. You ever know... You know how, like, the Wendy's usually have, like, those little glass domes, or they used to?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We went to a Wendy's that had, like, a glass dome, and we would always sit there... and eat lunch, and then the drive-thru was right beside it, so we would just people watch and judge the people and guess what they would order.
And you were always right. And then you wrote a story about it.
Gear up, guys, I told them. There's a customer.
Who the hell says that?
Gear up, guys.
It's 12, and it's fucking midnight. Gear up, we got a customer.
Because obviously, to serve the drive-thru is going to take... more than one person at the drive-through, and then just somebody cooking whatever it is. Everybody, well, gear up, get ready. It's our time to shine.
Anyone have an idea for what we can name our narrator here?
Ptolemy.
Sure.
Ptolemy is just like, gear up, guys. There's a customer, and then everyone, all the girls are just like, oh my god, he's really trying to make that catch on, isn't he? He's really trying to make gear up, guys, a thing.
No one says that, Ptolemy.
Gear up, guys, will never be a thing, Ptolemy.
Even Jim thinks that's not cool. And he's old.
Jim's a sex offender.
Hey now, an unregistered sex offender.
Why is Jim an old Jewish lady?
Yeah.
Why is... Listen, why is every... Okay, I'm sorry. I forgot the rule. Okay, so Jim says, now, don't ruin this for me. There.
No, he's doing the old Jewish lady, and then they pull off the mask, and it's Obama.
God damn it.
And he stops doing the voice.
Oh, man. Every time you find me, I gotta move.
He is the best unsung Scooby-Doo villain.
Yeah.
I don't care what anyone says.
Right.
My favorite thing ever. Okay, story. The car was a yellowish 56 Chevy convertible.
Hmm. And he's got a sweet car, I said, to make things more interesting.
For whom?
The thoughts?
He's got a yellowish car. Yeah, that's real enticing.
I picked up the headset and spoke into the mic.
Hello, welcome to Wendy's. May I take your order?
After a few seconds of silence, I heard whispering, or a quiet speaking of some sort. I have a number 9, 2 number 5s. This was a bit weird, and I just asked again. So we've got, okay, let's... We have the trope of quiet whispering.
Mm-hmm.
Which is not too much of an overused trope, so...
No, real nice places.
And we have reason to use it, because this is a sensible place for that to show up.
Yeah.
Like, my first thought would be, oh, the PA system's on the fritz again, because that happens.
Sorry, sir, could you repeat that order again?
After a few minutes of silence, you would not wait that long. I just regarded the whole situation as odd. I looked over to my coworkers and shrugged. None of them were looking at me, because they don't care. I could tell that Jim was getting impatient. I asked again.
I like the idea. Jim isn't working on this at all. Jim is just over there, and he's like, come on, come on, get the fucking move on. You told us to gear up, and nothing's happening. Anyway, could you give me that order? I'm sorry, I did it wrong.
Could you give me that order again, please?
There was silence again. Before I could ask again, Jim took the headset from me again.
Mm-hmm. Damn.
Sir, could you please just...
He was cut off by something. By what? I don't know. The color faded away from his face immediately. He ripped off the headset and ran to the employee washroom, crying.
I just imagined the guy at the drive-thru just burning him with some sick, sick insult. And he's just like, oh, God.
You know, Obamacare was a failure. I was shocked that such a senile old man could break so easily. Why would that shock you?
Yeah.
I was shocked that someone infirm and mentally unstable could be broken so easily. One of the girls chased him. I put on the headset and heard static. I saw that the cord was cut.
Okay, what? So...
Wait, so... the cord to the headset was cut?
Yes.
Yeah, I would assume from Jim manhandling running? It, but...
It's like it's unclear, and that's kind of, I don't know if that's on purpose or not. Because it would be a good thing if it's on purpose. It's like, was he speaking into a broken phone? No. It was broken when he ran away. It's like, are you sure? Like, that'd be a cool plot point if that's intentional.
Maybe.
God damn it. Jim, you broke the headset.
I looked at the screens, and
you're ruining this for me.
You always talk about not ruining things. I looked at the screens, and neither of them had the yellow convertible. 15 minutes later, one of the girls came back with Jim.
He said he heard his mother's voice.
Okay.
Jimmy boy!
You're gonna waste your life there at the McDonald's! Yeah. Get a real job!
He's been working there since he was a teenager.
Okay, yeah, this just goes back to, I'm surprised Jim broke. He works at a fucking McDonald's and he's like 40. His life's not going anywhere. That. Yeah.
Okay. I'm feeling this is taking a turn for the worse with that.
Well, all I know is that he told everybody to gear up and Jim actually geared down. He reduced the gear by breaking the headset.
Jim, you're downshifting. I need you to shift up. Going into a grade here. You kick it into high gear, man. Come on.
I didn't know whether to yell at him to stop being so crazy or to sympathize with him. I just told him to get back to work. What? That's a weird thing. You're like a college kid and you're telling an 80-year-old to get back to work.
Plus, get back to work doing what?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that I take care of the drive-thru. The girls clearly looked worried and a bit scared. As a supervisor, I had to keep all of my staff under control and working. I told them just to get back to their posts and wait for me to give them any orders that came through. I guess that's kind of like, that's your job when you're a supervisor, is that you kind of have to enforce that bullshit even if you don't want to.
Yeah.
Early on, I had no idea as to what happened. I was thinking of ways that this could be possible. Were we being pranked, bro? I thought, as I looked through the cameras once more. They had just messed with us on the mic and sped past the window. No, they couldn't have. I would have heard the engine right outside. I wasn't a skeptic in earlier parts of my life, but recently I had stopped believing in such things. I didn't know whether I was losing touch with my religion. I'm here. That's me at the Wendy's. That's me at the drive-through.
Oh, God.
Losing my religion.
Trying to get you geared up, but I don't think that I can do it.
The tradition continues of emo/depressing music. Mm-hmm. Or maybe my lack of belief in the supernatural. Needless to say, I had a lesser amount of logic in my mind than before tonight. What?
Okay.
What?
Okay.
Weird-ass sentence.
So what happened is some YouTube pranksters drove up, and one of them said into the drive-thru, "I'm your mother!" And then they drove away.
And Jim believed it. That's an asshole.
But
it's okay, Jim. It's just Logan Paul again, right?
It's just Logan Paul. But yeah, I would say if I were in that situation, I would think they probably backed out of the drive-thru. But
oh yeah, not a bad idea.
You know,
it was about an hour later that some weird thing started going on, and there we go. We were all a little tired, and we were all about to take mini shifts where we would all take quick naps. That's like not a thing you do, especially if you're a vigilant supervisor, but okay. I looked down at the cameras once more and noticed a bit of fuzz going on. I tapped the screen lightly, because that's how cameras work, and that seemed to fix it for a couple seconds.
Yeah.
It started to get a bit more fuzzy than before after I tried to fix it again. After a few more times of fixing it, I noticed something really peculiar going on in the top right corner of the screen. There was some guy in a hoodie walking down the sidewalk that was just barely out of view. After the hoodie guy passed, there was another guy just seconds afterwards.
All right. After the guy in the hoodie, there was a guy in a maskie.
And there was a guy... Is the guy with the maskie on the phone the purple guy?
I don't know. What kind of theory would you call that?
Again.
So
I was trying to gag on my marker.
As one does. Hey guys, gear up and check this out. Oh, I'm sorry. Hey guys, check this out.
Oh my god. Is that that's gonna be a thing now?
Yep.
I can hardly feel it.
Gear up.
Time to gear up.
Wait a minute. Okay, what if we say, I'm just spitballing here, but what if we say, it's time to fear up? Huh? That could be our motto?
Time to fear up and get to fickin'.
That's right.
I said, pointing to the screen. Once I had said that, the guy stopped and looked over to the camera. I felt like he heard me somehow. He then continued to walk, and then there was no more of the hoodie guy.
I imagine the hoodie guy is like outside the drive-through window, and our narrator's just talking to the screen. Hey guys, there's a hoodie guy here! Oh crap, he stopped! He's just like watching him.
Oh. Like,
never mind.
The thing is, and the never mind is in the story for anybody listening.
Yep.
We've got a couple more tropes here. Hooded sweatshirt guy and recursive video footage. Basically.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Recursive. Strangest videotape I've ever seen, kind of.
Yes. I'm okay with all of that, honestly.
Right. Yeah, I just figure if it continues, at least we've laid the groundwork for pointing it out. The screen started to clear up again. By that time, I had really started getting tired. I would have taken a nap, but for some reason there is a rule about the supervisor not taking naps.
There's some a rule reason. For employees not taking naps. What the fuck? God damn it.
And knowing Jim, he'd rat me out in a second.
Is this written by a preschooler?
Is this Dwight Schrute? I don't know. So I went to the office that was in the back and just did some paperwork that needed to get taken care of, the best thing to do when you're really tired. I just needed to fill out what was used in the night, how much we made. It's actually very simple stuff. While I was working on the papers, I noticed this red piece of paper that was in the pile. I picked it out and read it. It said...
The freezer.
Bum, bum, bum. Okay. I wish it had said the ice cream machine.
That's true.
That would have been great.
The McDonald's across the street.
Go to
the McDonald's across the street.
Is that you, Mom? Of course, I could understand it, but the writing was very... Of course, I could understand it, but the writing was very sloppy. and reminded me a bit of a cover of a Goosebumps book.
Oh.
What?
Okay.
I chuckled a bit and went to consult my coworkers, Jim and those other girls I'm not going to bother giving names to.
Jim and Pam and Angela.
I asked them if they had left a piece of paper in the office, but all they said in return was, I guess in unison?
Should we all say this in unison?
Yes, yes.
That's okay. A terrible Skype lag. All right,
three,
down.
Two, one. The office had been locked
all day.
We're too tired to pull any pranks.
That's going to sound amazing.
Awesome. Yeah, that's perfect.
Good job.
So,
everybody, pats on the back.
Yeah.
I would say two things about this so far. Competently written. Very competently written, actually.
I would say
in terms of structure and sentence structure and writing and things like that.
I feel that some of the sentences are a little, like, kind of duplicative.
Yeah. That's why short. Competent, not amazing.
I guess.
Well, personally speaking, I would say competently written, but also very seemingly written from the perspective of a younger person who, you know, would likely say it reminded me of the writing on a Goosebumps book. You know, and
sure.
I'm not sure about all the things you do at a job, but I'll just, you know, write a story about one. Like we took our naps and. You know, it just seems
well
that
when,
way.
When you're writing a story like this, again, you want to have those Fleming effect details of, like, here's how stuff operated, and so you want to give, like, a little detail of, like the other story was just like, now the ice cream machine was broke, but there was nothing unusual about that except for the fact that it was broken just a week ago and we had it fixed. So that kind of like, man, it's breaking this quick. Like, they're commenting on that kind of thing. And here we're not getting enough of that.
Mm. Yeah.
We're not getting enough adult, like, this is what happens inside of Wendy's. I just left it in the office and went back to check on the cameras. Okay, so I have a confession to make. You know that guy in the hoodie?
Yeah.
You know that hoodie that I have in the trunk?
Oh, no, you didn't.
I went over and asked if they had potatoes. They're out of potatoes, guys.
Fucking hell. Wait, who did you ask? Did you ask Jim, or did you ask, what's his face? I can never remember his name. It's very unique.
I asked an old man.
Oh, okay.
And I was like, hey, I'll have two plain baked potatoes. And then he ran off crying.
Huh.
I am assuming that he's been asked that all night.
Right,
and they've been out of baked potatoes all night.
Well, would you... What if we just got you a regular potato from the supermarket, found like a fire barrel out in an alleyway that maybe a homeless person is using to warm themselves and maybe strangle a little bit? It's just an idea.
How about compromise? How about we go to the previous person you strangled and just cook him.
If you want to bake his potatoes, if you know what I mean, that's fine. I don't have a problem with that.
How long do you think it takes to cook a homeless person?
These are the questions that keep me up at night.
Well, it would depend on the method, I guess. The method. It would pretend on the Mossad. No, it would pretend on the pretend. All right, I'm going to stop talking now.
Well, I'm not talking about, like, flouring and deep frying a homeless person.
Yeah. I mean, are you slow roasting him? Are you deep frying him? You know, putting him in the fryulator?
The meat has fallen off the bone. It's delicious.
Well, it was hot out yesterday. Do you think that the homeless person would still even be good to eat?
Yeah.
And more importantly, do you think it would be halal?
Okay, in the comments below, everybody out there, is human flesh halal? Let us know.
How long does it take to cook a homeless person?
Yeah.
I need to know. I'm asking for a friend.
Somebody get in touch with one of those YouTube channels. Binging with Babish or whatever?
Oh, God.
Just give us your recipe and preparation methods for homeless people.
Yeah.
I want to know some gluten-free homeless people preparations.
Second question. Is human flesh gluten-free?
Oh.
Well, no, like, if probably. You want to fry it... What if the person ate gluten?
Hmm. How long does gluten stay in the system?
How long does gluten stay in your bloodstream? I'm working at Whole Foods, and they're testing me to make sure I haven't had any gluten.
Just bring in somebody else's blood. I mean, find a homeless... now we're back in the same problem. Damn it.
Yeah.
All right, well...
Yeah. Many homeless people stay gluten-free?
Probably not.
We should read.
We should read. Gotta finish this.
Whose turn is it? Abysme?
I don't know. I'll take it.
I just read... I just left it in the office.
Oh, yeah. Static noise. Okay, cool. Guys, who the fuck did this?
Wrong.
I question... What?
Above.
No, that's what...
I got the camera. Read. Got to the cameras is where you're reading.
Really? I thought you just read that. Okay. Nope. I got to the cameras. Don't ruin these cameras. I got to the cameras only to find them busted. All the screens were cracked, and the headset was emitting this weird static noise.
Uh-oh, but we pre-established that the headset was disconnected. Bum, bum, bum. Guys! Who the fuck geared up and did this? I questioned in an extremely angry tone. What?
I thought I heard something, said one of the girls.
What did you hear?
She seemed to have a higher IQ than the other girls. We had had several discussions about Rick and Morty, you say. She seemed to have a higher IQ than the other girls, who just seemed to text on their phones half the day. So I was surprised to see that she didn't check the noise.
Women deserve no names, and most of them are dumb.
I didn't realize she was
women
a Stacy.
Women are stupid, and I don't respect them. That's right. I just ignore the ones texting.
Mm. Wow.
He really is treating them like random thoughts. It's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. Blatantly so.
I heard a bit of tapping and then a loud bang sound. It only lasted a couple of seconds, so I thought someone else was over there.
Huh.
I thought you were over there, said one of the girls, texting on her phone.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ.
Why their phones have so much power, I'll never understand.
Well, I guess this isn't a young person writing this now.
Hmm.
No, because I look after children in my day job, as I'm sure many of you are acutely aware by now. Brandon, I look after kids in the daytime, Patrick. And there are a lot of them that are just like, oh my god, I can't believe people are so addicted to their phones.
Hmm.
It's really weird. Well, I wasn't gearing up to be over there, I said in a shaky voice.
For the next few minutes, we just stood there, not talking. It was kind of eerie, actually.
Oh my god, did you guys look down at that line, emboldened?
Yep.
Yeah.
The Scooby-Doo line.
It's going to be great.
Ugh.
It was kind of eerie, actually. It was all silent, and I could hear nothing except the static of the headset and the girls texting on their phones. The headset, I thought, realizing the cord had been broken earlier. I ran over to the headset, checking to see if my game theory, was going anywhere. Sure enough, I was correct. Take that. The cord was completely disconnected, but it was still making noise. I felt my blood run cold, and the hairs on my neck stand up as I slowly put on the headset. All I heard was a disarray of static, and I didn't even know what to say, so I stammered out a weak, game theory? Hello?
Does anybody else imagine the static as the sound from Five Nights at Freddy's?
Yes.
That jumbled...
Absolutely.
As soon as I spoke, the headset blared out a loud and disoriented... No, you mean distorted.
You should be distorted, yeah.
The freezer.
Scoob!
And he was gearing up to, and I'm sure glad the Iceman is in there, and that we're out here, and that he's in the freezer, and I'm sure glad we're gearing up to go to the malt shop.
I'm sure glad that Jim ran in there, and we're crying out here, and Jim's mother's out there, and oh man,
zoinks! Like, what's with girls and phones?
God damn it.
It was so loud that I ripped off the headset as soon as I heard it.
So what did you do in your early 20s? Well, I toured around the country with my talking dog and Fred and a couple of women.
They were always on their phones.
After that, I told them not to go anywhere near Freezer.
Do not go in... Oh, this is another Russian story.
Do not go anywhere near Freezer. It's haunted.
Yes. As the night went on, I tried to get the screens fixed. What? But I couldn't. Okay.
Because I kept tapping them, and that didn't work.
I couldn't fix them on the account of, I have no fucking clue how to do that.
Yeah. Would you try to glue them or something? But I couldn't, so I just told the girls to watch the windows every once in a while. It started to get a little hot, which was strange, since it was in the middle of October. All I knew, it was always very cool during the night. All I knew, it was very cold during the night. I regarded it as just a change in temperature. Okay.
The sun goes down, this really weird fucking thing happens where it gets cold.
It's gearing up to get cold.
The night went on, as it does, silently and eerily. I made some hourly rounds, and it was nearly 4 in the morning when I noticed one of the girls had left. Where do you guys think the girl is?
I think she's gearing up to get murdered.
What location is important in this story?
Definitely not the freezer.
Yeah, I agree. Not the freezer.
That's a red herring.
Yeah.
It can't be.
What happened? I asked Jim, since he knows a lot about what's happening more than me.
What?
Becky and Susan had a fight, you see. And then Becky said, "You're not my friend."
I don't know who are these
people. Who's Becky and Susan?
You know, the girls, they have the name tags. The one named Becky has the name tag that says Becky. The one named Susan has the name tag that says Susan.
I don't know these things. What? This wasn't part of orientation.
Ugh.
How am I supposed to know? He snapped back, snarling a bit as if he did so.
Aren't
girls,
you...
girls, how is he supposed to know?
Aren't you supposed to keep track of them? I ain't no babysitter. I'm just doing my job.
That is your fucking job! You're the supervisor, you asshole!
I think that was Jim again. But way to talk to your supervisor.
He was right. I could barely... This could badly affect my performance and ruin the stable relationship I have with my manager. I looked in the back and saw that all her stuff was gone. Where could she have gone? I thought as I opened her locker. Wow, invasion of privacy much?
Why would a thought randomly leaving affect his relationship with his manager?
Yeah. Will employees. So
he could just look at the manager, shrug, and go, you know, she breathes, she a thought.
Her phone was still there, so she couldn't have gone far. I went over to the screen and tried to fix them again to see if I could make some more progress. About an hour later, I finally fixed the screens. But the question I'm coming up with now is anyone coming through the drive-thru? Like, have they been serving anyone? Is the diner open?
No, I think they're all just standing there as, like, random stuff happens outside, and then they talk about it, and then they don't talk about it.
This is five
I'm still
people?
Waiting for my potato.
Right.
By this time, I'm sweating like a dog in the desert. It was so hot that the air was almost like warm blankets.
Yeah, dogs don't sweat. Because that's why they... whatever.
I looked at the screens. Way to pick, like, the only animal that doesn't sweat.
Yeah.
Maybe he's saying he wasn't sweating.
Yeah,
or maybe he meant to say I was panting like a dog in the desert.
Oh, maybe.
And all of them were this dark shade of red.
Red screens.
It's like a blue screen, but different.
Hmm.
Oh, shit.
Wait a minute.
I said to my...
Maybe he's colorblind. Maybe he is a dog. My manager trusted me.
Is this the Wendy's that was taken over by dogs?
Yes! That's why he doesn't care about any of the females or their personalities. It's like, ah, they're a bunch of bitches. That's what he says.
But Jim, I know Jim. Jim's familiar. Oh shit, I said to myself as I saw the body of a teenage girl in the bottom left corner of the camera's view. Still can't give him a name, can you? Some teenage girl. Not my employee.
He doesn't even recognize her anymore. Just because she's outside the building doesn't mean she turned into a different person, you fucking idiot. Who's that girl? That's fuck. What? She was just... She literally just walked through the door. Anyway. I ran to the window and tried to open it. Why not the door? It wouldn't budge. I feel like I'm being unnecessarily cruel to this story, because it's not terrible. It's just kind of like having some sillies going on here.
Well, it's getting worse.
It's being silly. It's being a bit silly. It wouldn't budge. In fact, none of the windows would open. Do restaurants have multiple, I guess, two drive-through windows? I don't know.
Yeah, there's like two that would open and nothing else. Everything else is just set.
I ran to the back door and tried to open it. I have to get out of here, I thought, as I tried to bust the door down. It would not open, no matter how hard I tried. By now, I was feeling weak. I should take a nap. And I noticed that no one else...
He was feeling weak?
Oh, he was feeling weak.
His arms were heavy?
Oh, yeah, that's right. His
arms spaghetti?
Potatoes.
Potatoes on his sweater already.
Oh, man. And I noticed that... Mashed potatoes, I guess. I noticed that no one else was around except for me. So everybody's gone.
What?
I looked out of the drive-through window at an angle so I could see exactly what happened. It looked like someone had ran her over with a tractor. Tractor, ladies and gentlemen.
Okay.
Blood was everywhere, and it looked like some of her entrails were splattered along the wall.
A tractor, right?
Yeah.
The whole story's been gearing up for this.
Fucking shit.
A tractor? I barely know her.
So, what do you think the reaction is? To seeing blood and entrails. I threw up at the sight.
Oh, no.
I forgot the window wasn't open, so I just spattered it with potato.
I threw up on the screens as I was watching all this.
And then Obama drives through by slowly on a tractor trailer covered in blood.
My work here is done.
Now look. Gotta better have baked potatoes next time.
Oh, man.
So what happens?
He just rolls by, and he's like, if you like your plan, you can keep your plan.
Oh, man. I ran to the front of the restaurant and tried to exit through the glass doors that led inside. Okay. I looked for something to break open the windows. I wanted to break out of here so badly, but at the same time, I wanted to be cold. I was getting so tired of the blistering heat. I wonder where he'll end up.
I went over behind the counter and disconnected the cash register. Oh, shit, sure.
Yeah. Sorry. I went over behind the counter and disconnected the cash register. I threw it at the glass, but the glass seemed to reflect it back at me.
Turned out it was the bathroom mirror.
It hit me directly in the knee. I used to work at Wendy's, just like you, until I took a cash register to the knee.
Fucking damn it. Jesus.
God damn it.
I heard the loud crunch coming from my knee. And my leg went limp. I fell to the ground and couldn't get back up. Falling, I can't get up. Where's the beef? Other 80s catchphrases.
Where's the beef? A catchphrase of?
It's time to gear up.
Wendy's.
I heard something making a hissing noise behind me. It was the grill. It was hissing. And the grease traps were smoking. The grill suddenly burst into flames, which made the heat unbearable. I crawled over to the steel door of the freezer. It felt so cold against my hand. It felt so nice. I flicked the handle with my hand. Not great phrasing. Then I pushed the door open to escape into the cold.
I crawled inside and saw the lights flicker on as if by magic, or maybe electricity. They were waiting for me there. Finally, I met with my coworkers in the nice cold. They were just hanging on the meat racks. I crawled deeper in and let the nice cold sweep me off the ground and onto the steely cold of the meat rack. So the freezer hung him on the meat rack. What?
But who was Freezer?
It's important to understand, guys. What is Wendy's catchphrase?
Where's the beef?
Fresh, never frozen.
Oh, I see. I see.
So this Wendy's is a lie.
God damn.
Well, they just slaughter them. They want to make sure that they're halal humans.
So this story super shit the bed.
Guys, here's what's going to happen. You've eaten your food. I haven't eaten. I'm just going to, like, get really drunk tonight.
Okay.
It's fine with
me.
I'm
okay with that. Yeah. We don't have to go to get another Wendy's.
What if we just get Brandon really drunk and then we just piss on him?
You mean like last week?
Yeah. I don't know if Deep even remembers that, but yeah.
He doesn't, and he won't remember this, so it's...
No. Yeah. I mean, don't, but it's gearing up to happen.
This has been the Fear Fiction Podcast. Your hosts are Abysme, Dead Palette, and Slime Beast. Music by Abysme. Art by C.F. Comer. Voiceover by Atticus Jackson. Edited by Elias the Intern. Subscribe to FearFic on YouTube to stay up to date on new episodes.
Some of you might have heard mention of Elias the Intern and be wondering, who is he? Well, Elias is editing our show as part of his community service. See, Elias lives in an extremely Mormon part of Utah, and his parents just want the best Mormon upbringing for him possible. Elias does decent in school and avoids getting into trouble, but he has fallen in with bad crowds before. Well, not so much fallen in with bad crowds as overheard them talking a few tables over at lunchtime. Elias was caught drinking Zimas alone behind a speedway by the dumpsters by two police officers who happened to be patrolling by. There was a lot of buys in that sentence. It was at this point that Elias proclaimed rather loudly, according to police reports, "I'm too drunk to run, just take me to prison." While handcuffed in the squad car, Elias got sick and began to barf up all the pasta he got from Fazoli's. Elias sure does love his Fazoli's. I'm not sure how much he loved it as he was cleaning it out of the squad car that he threw it up in, but I digress. It was after much deliberation from his parents that they decided not to send him to Mormon summer camp to rehabilitate him. The FearFic team fully stands by this decision and think it was correct, considering Elias is 16 and the max age for LDS-sponsored Little Nephite summer program is 12. But that doesn't mean Elias didn't have to contend with the law and the legal punishment for his crimes of imbibing in Zima. Besides the fine he had to pay, Elias had to do community service. First, it was suggested that he pick up all the empty cans of ginger ale along the highway, but Elias does wilt rather quickly in the noonday sun. Then the idea of Elias working at the information desk for Dead Horse Point State Park was tossed around, but his parents weren't thrilled with the satanic name of the park. Finally, Elias reached out to me in an email explaining his situation. He offered to help edit audio for a podcast about the arts and literature for his community service. We gladly agreed. Elias has been doing a bang-up job for our podcast, and he's a real credit to our team. He's part of the FearFic family now. But if the state of Utah, the Church of Latter-day Saints, or his parents ask, this podcast isn't just a bunch of dick jokes with bad Obama impressions thrown in. Please understand what's at stake here. Elias loves this job, and we love him. It'd be a shame to see him trapped at a summer camp that doesn't allow Beyblades or Yu-Gi-Oh cards. Thank you in advance for your understanding. This is Dead Palette for the whole of the FearFic team.
Hey everybody! Do you like my opinions? No? Suck my dick! Plug over!
Hey, do you like the art that is on this channel? Us, handsomely illustrated, what with our big muscles and huge cocks? Well, you can go harass the person who made it, my girlfriend, Chelsea, on Twitter at CF Comer, and then ask her to make art for you in exchange for money dollars, so that she can buy me coffee when I get off work.
Chelsea Comer now accepts Dogecoin.